Madam Chair, thank you, Excellency. Bulavinaka, and good afternoon. In his opening statement to this session of the Executive Committee, the High Commissioner discussed his vision of how the Global Compact on Refugees, presented as part two of his annual report to the General Assembly, can leverage more humane, comprehensive, predictable, and solutions-oriented engagement in support of the forcibly displaced and their hosts. Fiji echoes the High Commissioner's call for all states and relevant stakeholders to tackle the root causes of large refugee situations, including through heightened international efforts to prevent and resolve conflict, to uphold the Charter of the United Nations, of international law, including international humanitarian law, as well as the rule of law at national and international levels. Migration sees a necessary close interdependent relationship between development and human rights. Fiji and the Pacific region as a whole is currently dealing with an emerging issue in relation to the projected increase of climate-displaced persons in the Pacific, and the urgent need for not just the Pacific community, but the global community to offer adequate accommodation and assistance to those seeking refuge from rising sea levels and land and water sources which can no longer sustain populations. National boundaries have become less significant, and displacement is now a regional and global responsibility. It was only a decade ago that the notion of displacement caused by rising sea levels and extreme weather conditions was a vague possibility, something that was expected to play out in the future. However, climate displacement is now a reality for many Pacific Island countries. The prospect is a tragedy for our communities, most of which are being forced to leave the land of their ancestors, leaving behind the source of their communal identity. The issue of forced migration and displacement is complex, and the work of the UNHCR has been critical in developing our understanding of risk monitoring and preparedness. In Fiji, we estimate that 63 communities will need to consider relocation in the near future. An early example of relocation in Fiji was the relocation of Vunindongoloa village in Vanualevu, our second largest island. This relocation took place in 2014 after almost three decades of contemplation. The elders of the village stated that plans to relocate began in 1956, but due to the reluctance of the elders to leave their ancestral grounds, they had to wait until 2006 to start the process. These discussions took several years because the people were not ready. The hold of the land was so great that it bound the villagers for almost half a century until it reached a point where relocation was the only and last resort. In 2014, the entire village was relocated. In fact, the villagers refused to leave the remains of their ancestors at the cemetery in which they were originally buried, for fear that they would be washed away with the rising sea levels. So the cemetery was moved too, as part and parcel of the relocation. Although relocation was planned and executed with the consent of the villagers, the entire process created a profound spiritual predicament. Fiji currently has a draft relocation guideline, which is undergoing an extensive consultation process. It draws heavily on the 1998 Guiding Principles on Internal Displacement and is based on community consent and participation. With forced relocations, there is a real danger of communities being broken apart, for people who have grown together throughout generations losing their collective identity and their ownership of land, including their spiritual link to indigenous land. Fiji recognizes also that embracing technology is vital to planning. And on this note, three Pacific Island countries, the Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, and Fiji, have embarked on a journey with UNITAR and with the UK Space Agency's International Partnership Programme in a common sensing project, which is based on sharing Earth observation data to ensure that our nations are more resilient to disasters. We also note the recommendations of the 8th meeting of the Executive Committee of the Warsaw International Mechanism for Loss and Damage of the UNFCCC, in that it recommends better coherence between UN agencies. To this end, we also urge a greater partnership between UNHCR, IOM, and UNFCCC. I thank you, Madam Chair.